Welcome to this Control Risks podcast. We're going to be discussing the need to consider incorporating security measures into the development of the built environment in West Africa and how we can go about that most effectively. With me is Simon White, Director of Control Risks Security Design and Engineering Practice. Simon, what are the main security risks prevalent in the contemporary Nigerian environment that effective security design can assist in mitigating?
I think exponential growth will present major opportunities, as we've discussed, but it also has significant attendant risk. And that might be societal, it might be technological, political, environmental. But also, there's security risk involved here as well. And the term that we tend to use to describe what we need to confront these basket of risks is resilience. Now, one of the most overt elements of that resilience requirement is ability to resist security risk. And that's one that the security risk and security design consultant can address. And what we're talking about is the whole gamut of security threats resulting from perhaps petty or organized crime, from civil disorder, from terrorism, asymmetric conflict. Now, these threats aren't unique to Nigeria. They're not unique to West Africa. In fact, you'd have to go some distance to find any country that's not afflicted in some degree by some sort of security threat. But what we can do is analyse these threats from a regional and local perspective to try and ensure that we're protecting against the right thing. And this is going to result in an understanding of what we need to protect against. And that might be some sort of physical attack, manual or a vehicle attack, ballistic or perhaps explosive attack, or some sort of unapproved entry by covert or overt means for criminal, terrorist, or perhaps industrial sabotage purposes.
So, say I'm a client, why would I use you on a project? And what about the return on investment for this type of expense?
I think it's important to point out right at the start that Control Risk uses a risk commensurate approach. Now, this means that measures are implemented appropriately depending on the specific risk. And this in turn means the number of measures implemented and therefore the cost can be minimized. It also means that it's easier to implement a high level of security subtly, unless a client wants something more overt. But of particular importance, though, is what we can do to enhance the confidence of those using or thinking of investing in facilities that have been designed with security in mind. So they should immediately have their concerns allayed by the fact that security has been integrated throughout the design process, and a secure environment from which they can live, work, or operate in is already in place. And importantly, their investment is protected.
So where does security design fit into the whole building and construction process?
As we know, changes to designs during construction or retrofitting of systems subsequent to construction is always expensive. And it can sometimes result in a suboptimal solution that's lacking integration with the remainder of a development. What we try to do at Control Risk is work with developers, with project managers, with owners, with architects, the whole team, at the earliest opportunity to ensure that security has been considered right from the outset. Now, often this can be seen as an unnecessary cost, but early in engagement can lead to considerable savings over a construction period. And sensible security design can also result in considerable savings in operational security costs over the subsequent decades. And that often is where the biggest savings are made. We would generally work in line with the REBA work stages. That's the Royal Institute of British Architects. And we would ideally be involved throughout the design process from concept, through development of designs, part of tenders, through construction, commissioning, and sign-off. But most importantly, we would seek to be part of that integrated design team and work intimately with the key stakeholders throughout.
So who should be considering engaging with security consultants from Control Risks?
I think the easy answer here is anyone who has a concern about security. But predominantly, we work with both government and commercial sectors in a whole raft of areas. And that could be industrial facilities, including, of course, the oil and gas sector, where operations can be in both austere and less secure environments. We work with large mixed-use urbanisation projects, commercial developments, especially in the financial, legal and industrial sectors. leisure facilities, in particular in hotels and hotels with international brands, all the way through to working on the very discreet yet highly secure high-end residential facilities. And it's the owners, developers, architects, project managers, and regulators of these facilities that need to engage in this process.
There are many consultants out there. What sets Control Risks apart from the competition?
What I feel Control Risk does really well is provide an end-to-end approach. So we have in-house political assessments teams who provide us with a huge raft of threat assessment work. We have in-house security risk consultants who look at and analyse the risk to a particular facility. And we have a large security design team who are both highly experienced across a large number of sectors, but also want to work as an integrated team. And most importantly, by application of that process, we can add real value to our clients' work.
Simon White, Director of Security Design and Engineering at Control Risks, thanks very much. And thanks to you for listening to this Control Risks podcast.